singer and guitarist Dave Honeyboy Edwards has died. He was considered the last of a generation of musicians who brought Mississippi Delta blues to the rest of the country. Edwards was 96. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Honeyboy Edwards was born in 1915. He grew up in segregated Mississippi during Jim Crow. His dad was a sharecropper, but the young Edwards did not work in the fields.
When I first started at the bombing, Lord, I bombed from town to town.
He figured out he could make more money playing music on the weekends. But back then, a black man would be thrown in jail if he was caught not working during the day. In 2008, Honeyboy Edwards told NPR's Andrea Seabrook that he just didn't go out until evening.
I didn't come out till 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. That's when everybody come out the field. They don't know if I've been in the field or not.
What'd you do all day?
Sleep all day. Sleeping, cooking, eat, staying out. I ain't out there. Sun is hot anyway. I ain't not out there.
So Edwards left the hot sun and tried to make a living on the road. He was a teenager when he learned from and played with older musicians who've become legends, Son House and Robert Johnson. Tom Piazza, author of Devil Sent the Rain, says they were the pioneers of the Delta blues, a style that influenced everyone from the Rolling Stones to Bob Dylan.
The Delta blues is some of the strongest and most concentrated blues that you can find. And, you know, life in the Mississippi Delta during the time that musical form was coming up was about as tough as you can get. And Honeyboy was probably the last living link that we have to that era.
Honeyboy Edwards made his first recording in 1942 when musicologist Alan Lomax went to Clarksdale, Mississippi and recorded him for the Library of Congress.
So many days since you went away, how much I'm gonna worry both night and day. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Edwards made a few commercial recordings in the 1950s, but mostly he made a living playing in small clubs in Chicago, where he eventually settled. In his memoir, The World Don't Owe Me Nothing, Honeyboy Edwards said he'd been hustling all his life, and by the 1960s, he was tired. So he got jobs working construction to support his family. He got back into music in the 1970s when he met musician Michael Frank, who recorded Edwards.
Woman must have wanted me to be, for to be just like Jethro James. Woman must have wanted me to be, for to be just like Jethro James. I'm gonna camp the road, baby, and I'm gonna rob some pasture train.
The raw simplicity of country blues is what Honeyboy Edwards said he always liked. When he was 92 years old, he told Dan Bindert of WBEZ in Chicago, less is more.
You don't have to be play a whole lot of guitar to be a good blues player. Some people play too much of guitar.
Too many notes?
Yeah. Stack them on top of each other where it don't be that long as the cook. You're working too fast. Blues not supposed to be played fast. Blues supposed to be played slow.
You could kill a man, said Honeyboy Edwards, with just one chord. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
If I was a catfish swimming in all deep blue sea, all these women now fishing after me, fishing after me. Fishing after me, fishing after me.